the final three in the Big Bash League, the Sydney Sixers, the Adelaide Strikers, and the Perth Scorchers are waiting. So the Sixers will play the Strikers for a spot in the final. That'll come up in front of us on Wednesday night. It's been a rocky road for the Sixers, and COVID's played its part. I'm pleased to say that the coach, Greg Shippard, is on the line. Good morning to you, Greg.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be on the show with you.
Hey, thanks for your time today. So a couple of days out, I mean, in this world, you don't know what's going to happen next. You've got a couple of players who've tested positive and they won't be available. Mikey and Jack Edwards as well. You've had your hands full, mate, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a torrid time. This is sort of season two of the COVID moment in Australian history, and I guess last year I might have marked that experience as 7 out of 10, and I think this one's about 1.5 out of 10. So it's been really difficult for the players, to manage. We've been in these isolation within team hubs, let alone being in like supposed cricket hubs. But I'm extremely proud of the fight that's in our group and the way we've dealt with all the circumstances that have arisen across the course of our season. We're down to some bare numbers right at the moment, but looking forward to keeping the dream alive at our home ground on Wednesday against the Strikers.
Yeah, tough, I imagine, too, being on the road and not actually knowing when you're coming back home. I can imagine that. That would have its impact as well. A tough loss over the weekend to the Scorchers. What did you make of the performance of the guys out there?
I guess it sort of looked like a fresh team versus a frazzled team. We were meant to be down here in a hub in Melbourne and playing against the opposition. And yet, I think we had 4 or 5 flights and played 3 matches, none of those in Melbourne. So, we were flying to Adelaide, to Sydney, to Brisbane and back to Melbourne whilst our opposition were, sitting there freshening up. So that was a quizzical piece of scheduling, I must say. But, we will do our best to win the next game and have a crack at them again in the final.
Greg, can you give us an update on Daniel Hughes?
Very sore at the moment. He will make steady progress and we hope that... He's better than steady, but he was very sore on the night and yesterday. He was non-stop with the physio across the course of the day. So, as I said, we were down to 13 players. I had to drag Nick Burtis, who was acting as an assistant coach to us, to fill in to make up the numbers, given the Steve Smith decision.
Yeah, Greg, I was about to ask you about that. What were your thoughts, I suppose, on the situation? I mean, and especially given what you've got Adelaide, who bring back Alex Carey and Travis Head, and yet you're not able to have Steve Smith there. How tough is that for you in your position?
Oh, look, I understand the mechanism of having Carey and Head on your list, who were unsure of their Australian commitments at the start of the season. So that was prudent list management, as we have done in the past with the Sixers. When we know that our international players have window of opportunity to play at the back end, we put them on contract. But it's a unique year, a unique situation that the Australian team had a tour postponed and so players became available. In particular, Steve, has a great relationship with our group and wanted to play. And unfortunately, the decision makers went and made a decision that was, as most commentators would suggest, was quite parochial and short-term in terms of its thinking. So it was a really disappointing call for the cricket fans who we purport to, be doing all of this for.
And that's a really good point. Dan Christian was on my show last week, Greg, and I thought the way that he spoke about it was refreshing to hear. He just said, look, it's ridiculous. I mean, the CEOs can have their vote, but surely don't you think it's got to come down to a bit of discretion and kind of reading the room right as well?
Oh, absolutely. It was a really disappointing call from head office. If I'm picking a final 11, I don't necessarily have to go around the whole 18 players that I'm in charge of just to get their approval to pick the 11. And I think... our leadership, was lacking in that moment when you're trying to grow the game and and bring back and the, you know, the best players in the competition who are available, you know, into a moment in the tournament. Yeah, it was puzzling, and I guess that's the feeling that most commentators have expressed.
Yeah, puzzling is a very good way to describe it. Greg, obviously no Steve Smith, so looking ahead, who are you looking to put in a big performance come Wednesday night and hopefully, as you say, keep that three-peat dream alive?
Oh, look, we always encourage, people to display, be hero of their moment in the game. So it's really a focus on a team effort. If there's individual brilliance expresses itself on the night, as we saw at the back end the other night with Ben Dorsch, but it can come from anywhere in our 11. And we've played some great cricket this season already, and we just hope that... we're cool, calm and collected in the moment against, a surging Adelaide striker side.
Surging's the word. So, momentum, as you would well know as a coach, is almost everything sometimes in sport, and they've got that run going on at the moment. So what do you say to your players ahead of Wednesday night with everything that's been going on, the fact that they're one match away from making the finals? What do you say? What are your last words to your players before they head out?
Oh, look, the whole T20 game is about breaking momentum. And so you're trying to do that every ball. You're trying to sustain it or break it, depending which way the needle is headed. So, our players have to think on their feet, be flexible, be fearless, play with some freedom. So, they've done that, exceptionally well all season. So, we're really looking forward to a nice bounce back after our last match, and then, as I said before, having another crack at the Scorchers down here in Melbourne. But first things first, we really love the support at home ground that we've had with some magnificent crowds the last time we played at the SCG. So hopefully, it's full, and barracking strongly for the Sixers. We'd appreciate that.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck on Wednesday night.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Greg.
Coach there of the Sydney Sixers, Greg Shippard. So they take on the Adelaide Strikers at the SCG, like Greg was saying, on Wednesday, and the winner of that goes straight through to meet Perth.
Which is Friday, not Saturday. Friday. I got that wrong. So a little bit better from a scheduling point of view. I still don't like what they've done throughout the summer.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's Monday morning.
Yeah, I know.
Long weekend.
I know. I need my second coffee.
Actually, we've got to talk about coffee etiquette. I don't know how many you go through on a breakfast show.
Too many.
A good couple? Mm. Yeah. 0457 736 736 is the text line. You can give us a buzz this morning on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Matty White, Joe Healy with you this morning for breakfast, filling in for Vossie.